Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. I got a text yesterday asking if this is the easiest Monday in the history of the show. And I don't know, Jeffrey, there have been some easy Mondays, right? I mean, we've had easy Mondays before.
But yeah, I mean, there's...
This one you couldn't wait to get to, right? This one I couldn't wait to get to talk about everything that went on over the weekend. The way we'll do it today on this chilly day, welcome to December... is we're gonna do the Fights on Roundup, because that's what we do on Mondays during college football season. But as we've been doing lately, when there's been so much urgent news, we will bump that to the second hour. We'll have Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock the way we always do. So Chris Harrington straight up 10 o'clock. Then we'll do the Fight Song Roundup. After that, the first hour will be devoted to the coaching carousel, to the vacancy at Memphis, and to the vacancy that's been filled at Ole Miss, and to your calls, and to the total mayhem, chaos, and everything else. Before that, though, I do want to, because we're going to talk to Chris Harrington about the Grizzlies, but shout out to Zach Edey and the Memphis Grizzlies. Let's spend a moment there first, who have won three in a row. Wasn't so long ago. Let's see. Yeah, they were ready to fire Isolo, right? The team was an absolute mayhem. Tank, all of that. They have won three in a row. And Zach Edey looks like a total monster, like a total monster. 32-17 with five blocks last night in 29 minutes. 32-17 and five in 29 minutes. And then there's all kinds of stats that people are throwing around. Here's one. The only players 23 or younger to have 32, 17, and 5 this century: Wemby, Cat, AD, Dwight Howard, and Edey.
Other than that, who else?
The guy has been a total monster, transformative since returning. And some of us who did say, maybe you should probably wait to judge the Grizzlies till they get... till they at least have a center. Now they just don't have a center. They have a dude who's destroying people. Obviously, it is not against the stiffest of competition, and wasn't again last night. But the Grizzlies, I think I offered you 2-2 on the road trip. I think you turned it down. Good choice, Jeffrey.
Finally, I got one right.
They are 3-0 on the road trip. Here's the thing. The Grizzlies, remember when we were concerned that the Grizzlies, they didn't have a point guard?
Yep.
They still actually don't.
Nope.
They got Vince and they got Cam Spencer. Vince Williams, who's not a point guard. Well, we didn't think so. And Cam Spencer, who really wasn't supposed to be playing at all, are your answers at point guard. and they have won three in a row. And their starting lineup, now that doesn't include Cam Spencer, but Jalen Wells and Vince Williams and Jaren and Sed Coward and Zach Edey. Their net rating is plus 25.1 per 100. They are murdering teams. That means over 100 possessions, they are outscoring the other team by 25 points. By comparison, the Thunder starting lineup, now mind you, they haven't had J-Dub, right? But yep. They're the starting lineup that they have had this season, their net rating, plus 18.
Yep.
The Grizzlies starting lineup with no point guard, murdering teams more than the Oklahoma City Thunder murdering teams. Their defensive rating, and you would expect this, because like, who are you going to attack on that? Like, they're all monsters, right? They're big, they're long and athletic. They're like their defensive rating is 92.4. The Thunder's, again, starting lineup, all those wings, all those suffocating wings, whatever, their defensive rating, 105. I mean, we are going to talk about the Memphis Tigers and Ole Miss and all of that. But I wanted to first put a flag in that. We'll resume this conversation with Chris Harrington because it has been a blast. And watching some of the catches that Zach Edey, like now he looks like Purdue's Zach Edey.
Yes.
Weirdly, last year around the rim was. That was the part that was confusing to me because I thought he would be able to come in and be able to do the Purdue stuff around the rim, scoring around like he, yep. And he didn't. He looked kind of clumsy and tentative and
didn't show great hands.
And maybe it's the procedure that he had. He's more mobile, or maybe it's just the fact that dude he did it at Purdue. He just continually got better. It is a tribute to. To Edey, of course, and to the coaching staff. And so shout out to the Grizzlies for getting done what they've gotten done. I was yesterday just watching along with y'all to see how this Lane Kiffin circus would end when the news dropped. And I think it was Brett McMurphy who had it first. Is that true? I credited him, and I think it was that Ryan Silverfield was off to Arkansas. And so how about that? When we last spoke to you, we knew Ryan had interviewed, and there was certainly the perception that he'd interviewed at Arkansas, right?
Yep.
But as you recall, this was the day that some Arkansas folks reported that Alex Golish was going to be the next coach at Arkansas. You recall that?
Wednesday, I believe.
That was the day. Yeah. And then there was denials and unhappiness. Reports that he was unhappy had got out, et cetera. But with Alex Golish going to Arkansas, that would not leave a place for Ryan Silverfield to go to Arkansas. And then on top of it, Memphis goes out on Thanksgiving Day and plays Navy. And honestly, let's just be honest, they just got dominated in the second half, utterly flat dominated in the second half. And so now they've concluded their season by losing to Tulane and losing to East Carolina and losing to Navy. They're 4-4 in the conference. They are tied for sixth in the conference, and you're like, oh well, this isn't who's gonna hire that guy coming off of that season, right? Like given what we just seen, that certainly seemed unlikely. John Martin wrote a column explaining why Memphis wouldn't fire him, and I thought that was right. In the end, that was right. Memphis would not have fired him for all the reasons that we've talked about all along. You need the money, you need the incentive, you need people motivated to fire him. But that was the discussion, was, oh, God, is Ryan going to be back? They can't fire him. What are we stuck with him, right?
Yep.
And so then yesterday, it arrives like a bolt out of the blue that, oh, my God. And it obviously is because of the way the carousel spun. You had John Sumrall going to Florida, which meant he couldn't go to Auburn.
Correct.
So then you had Alex Golish going to Auburn.
Well, first, I think you had Alabama beating Auburn.
First, you had Alabama beating Auburn.
Because it seemed to me part of Golish's strategy was, let's see what happens in the Iron Bowl. Because if Auburn would have beaten Alabama, I think there is a significantly better than not chance that DJ Durkin's that coach.
The momentum. Well, and then there was a lot of discussion that they screwed up with Summerall because they had promised things to Durkin without Summeralls, to whatever, like the Auburning, right? Yep. Like Auburning. But anyway, so, okay, so then.
Jabba, I believe, is right. So then, just Auburn, being Auburn.
So then you have Golish going to Auburn, and that means Golish can't go to Arkansas.
Correct.
And so Arkansas is sitting there like, holy F, what do we do now? And they had interviewed Ryan Silverfield. And so the next thing you know, there's Ryan in a red shirt. See the video? He did not call the Hogs in the red shirt, but he did put out a video and saying he's the next football coach. And he is, next thing I saw, landing in Fayetteville. And Ryan Silverfield is off to Arkansas. Weirdly enough, all of this happened before we actually got the formal wrap-up of the Lane Kiffin.
Oh, I don't even think we were anywhere near it.
We were not anywhere near it.
I don't think we'd gotten to the ultimatums part of it.
And let's just pause on the Ryan stuff for a moment and say that, yes, it is 100% true that the calendar is totally effed up. The notion that this all happens before the playoffs even begin is nonsense. It's a stain on the sport. It's totally hypocritical because it's crazy. The same coaches who will tell you, it's wild, wild west. We've got no control over the players. And they literally just shrank the portal. So there's one portal now. If you're a player, you can move in January between these various dates. I don't have them off the top of my head. And that's when you can move. There is like, otherwise you can't.
It's like January 2nd through.
Otherwise you can't. You got to enter the portal and move then. Why? Because we don't want people bailing on their teams beforehand. And because we have to have some order here and whatever else. Rules for thee and not for me.
Correct.
Because
if a coach wants to leave in March,
coach can leave whenever the hell they want. It is the hypocrisy here is absolutely staggering, but not surprising, I guess. Staggering, but not surprising. And so then, yes, the calendar is a disaster. There's no question. And I don't know. There's an easy fix. We can get into that at some point. Probably not today. But whatever you think of the calendar, the notion that Lane Kiffin was the victim of the calendar is total BS. He did this about as badly, as selfishly, as narcissistically as you could possibly do.
Sociopathically
as you could possibly do anything. He dragged it out to the very end. The place that had helped him redefine himself as a human being, Jeffrey, not just his coaching career. He tried to blackmail him so he could continue to play. He's trying to rip the coaches away. So much for the player. His interest in the players is so great that he wants to rip the staff away as well before the playoff.
But he's going to be rooting them on.
He's going to be rooting them on. It is a level of sociopathic narcissism, we'll call it, that is just boggles the mind. And then to put out a statement in which he casts himself as the victim?
Yes.
I really wanted to coach these folks with
guardrails in place.
Oh, get the hell out of here. It was absolutely nauseating. And the notion that he had the temerity, the audacity to go after a reporter who quoted a rap lyric,
yep,
which suggested that a housewife can't be a hoe. A hoe can't be
a
housewife.
You can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
It's fine, whatever you think of that. And listen, if you know at that moment that you are coming back, you can go after that reporter. It's,
yep.
Even then, it's kind of bullying, like, to go after that reporter. Like, who the hell, with all due respect, who the hell cares what a reporter on Three says about you? Who cares? Rabbit ears there. Like, who cares? But then to literally go after that reporter when you know that you're going to hoe yourself the next day? Like, the total tone deafness. I would hope that reporter is a hero, and I imagine won't have to buy another drink in Oxford for a while, wouldn't you think?
So, I think that's right. I know Ben. So, Ben is the winner in all this, right?
A total winner. Listen, I have been on the other side of who've been singled out by a popular coach, Not that, actually. That's not what I'm thinking about. Mm. I'm thinking about...
Oh, Cal.
Cal.
Yeah.
Like, when Cal was at a height of his powers and I was the chief miserable, it is no fun when the coach decides to, like, I'm going to... But then what happens is when that coach leaves, like, then all of a sudden you become... It changes your reputation a little bit.
He knew
bit.
All along.
Right. I knew he was a snake all along. Whatever. Which I never even called him a snake when he was here. The whole thing was always preposterous. But it is not fun to be on the other side when the coach is at his height of his power. But now, back to the Kiffin stuff. It's just outrageous what he did. And I do hope that he falls on his ass. Now, I doubt he will.
No, he's a good coach.
He's a good coach, and that there is a reason he took the job, because it is for everything you want to say about everything's equal in the world of NIL, and you can win at Ole Miss just like you can. There is still, you'll have the NIL money. You'll also have geography working for you at LSU
and high schools.
And high schools. And a tradition of, if you grow up in Louisiana and you're an awesome football player, there's only one state university and you want to go to LSU. That still exists there. So, yeah, can you go buy a player from Texas or Nebraska or Alabama or New Hampshire or Florida? Yeah, with your NIL money, you can. But you have a head start there. There's a reason that two of the three previous coaches won national championships.
Three of the four, and two of the three are certified morons. Correct.
So I will be rooting for him to fall on his ass, because, like, you got to pick winners and losers here, and black hats and white hats. But I don't think he will. Now, will he win a national championship? It's hard to win a national championship. You know, Ohio State's going to want to win national championships, and Georgia's still going to want to win national championships, and Alabama's going to, and Texas is going to ultimately might get into playoff and A&M. Win national championships, and A&M seem to have its act together. So, and Oregon's doing okay. Like, I don't know that he's going to win a national championship.
And I mean, USC seems to be. I agree with Cobb that, okay, I'm going to need to see it to believe it, but USC at least seems to be acting more like a. Like everyone else is that's trying to win.
So we'll get more into this. What happened at Ole Miss? But it's a freaking, what he did was just unbelievable. Just unbelievable the way he played it out. He didn't have to handle that way. Here's the truth: you could either say I'm staying, which you could have said a long time ago. Lots of coaches this cycle have.
Yep.
Or you could have said I'm going.
Yep.
And that would have been unfortunate. Like, people would have been mad and whatever else. But you could have said, listen, the opportunity is too good. I'm going. You don't have to play it out to the last drop, tweeting all along about how you're praying and asking your dead father and Nick. Oh, and then he blames it on Pete Coward and Nick Saban.
Pete Carroll and Nick Saban. But also, we also learned Lane Kiffin is actually a prophet.
Because?
He spoke to God.
Oh, yeah, he spoke to God. So, anyway.
And God listened.
Enough on that one. On the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the Silverfield thing, it was truly a gift. And it's funny. I got a little pushback in the column. I don't know what the headline said. The headline said something like, Silverfield's off to Arkansas and Memphians couldn't be happier. Well, some people thought that was a crass way to treat someone who was headed out after years of – he's been here since 2016, I think. He coached head coach for 6 years.
Silverfield is off to Arkansas. Memphians can't believe their good luck.
Right. There you go.
Anyone disagree?
And someone wrote me and said, do you want to go there? It'd be so. I said, where? You mean to reality? The truth of the matter is the University of Memphis is thrilled. And most Memphis fans are thrilled. After that Navy loss, after losing three straight, you're opening a new stadium. And you're asking people to buy tickets for a guy who has won a lot of games in 6 years, but he's also finished third, seventh, eighth, fourth, and sixth. He has been outstripped by North Texas. He's been outstripped by Tulane. Last year, Army. Like, whatever else. Line them up.
Navy again.
It might be eight teams now that have gone to conference championships since Ryan has been the head coach at in the American. And you're coming up.
I think it's nine. Because I think, remember you said you thought it was seven.
Yeah, but it's
and
eight.
Then somebody so eight, and then now North Texas nine. Yeah.
And it just was going to be a really hard sell. It was a really hard sell. And let's be clear. This is great for Ryan to begin with. It's great for Ryan. My God. The guy gets out of here. 5 years, $33.5 million. I'd say he's going to a place where he's finally appreciated, but he's not being appreciated today there because people are like, why the hell did you hire Ryan Silverfield? What? I mean, they're not blind over there in Arkansas. They see the 4-4 record. They see the mediocrity plus. But here's the truth. They will rally around Ryan Silverfield. Everyone rallies around their coach. Everyone ultimately rallies around their coach. Well, there was one Tennessee hire that didn't work, right? It was
but like he never coached a game.
But he never coached a game. You rally, you figure out, what you might be able to love about. I cannot think of a Memphis coach, even Tubby. Tubby was one of the tougher ones because he had like when he from that first press conference when he's like. He's doing the guns, and he had no idea who any of the Memphis recruits were that Memphis, whatever. It was a little tough to – but, Tubby, coach, former coach of the year, national champion, you figure out a way to rally around your new coach. And Arkansas fans will, I am certain of it, rally around Ryan Silverfield. And so he gets a fresh start. He gets a lot of money. Even if he's unsuccessful, what happens? 4 years, 3 years, they tell him to go away, and they give him a lot of money. Like, that's not so bad. That's great for Ryan. Good for Ryan. Good for the family, fresh start, place where he will, not today, be appreciated, but will ultimately be appreciated. Good for him. But what a gift for the University of Memphis. They didn't have the money or the ambition or whatever else to fire him, and now he left. And unlike Josh Pastner, you had to pay Georgia Tech. You had to pay Josh Pastner to go to Georgia Tech. You had to pay more than $1 million, more than $1.2 million, $1.255, I think was the actual number, for him to go to Georgia Tech. Ryan owes you $1.5 million because in his contract, the clause was if you leave after so many years, blah, 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 $1.5 million. And so Ryan is paying you for you to get a chance to start fresh. What an unbelievable gift. It's a Christmas miracle, ladies and gentlemen. This is fantastic. Now, does that mean that the next coach will necessarily be better than Ryan? Does it mean that the next coach will win as many games as Ryan? It does not. I refer you to a couple other examples. You have the firing of Josh Pastner. Woo, Josh is gone. Woohoo, this is great. Josh is gone. They hired Tubby Smith. Things got worse. Once upon a time, early on in my tenure here, they fired a legend, Larry Finch. Finally done with Larry, and he's not recruiting, and he's whatever else, and there was a schism in the city, but whatever, people acknowledged it was time to move on. We got a real coach in here, someone who the game hasn't passed him by. They hired Dick Price. Things got much worse. There is no guarantee that when you fire a guy or are happy a guy leaves, which is what happened here, that things will get better. Phil Fulmer, back at the University of Tennessee, boy, people were happy to get rid of Phil Fulmer until they hired Derek Dooley. Right? Wasn't it Derek Dooley immediately after Fulmer?
Fulmer goes to Lane.
Fulmer goes to Lane to Dooley.
Then Dooley, Dooley. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Fulmer to Lane to Dooley?
Correct.
That was it? Yeah. There's no guarantees that this is going to work out. And honestly, there's no guarantees that Ryan's going to be a disaster at Arkansas. The bar is a little lower at Arkansas. Just got to be respectable at Arkansas. He'll be organized if he can tap into some of that Tyson money. You never know. Wouldn't predict it, but you never know.
They need to change their scheduling.
Listen, there was a moment after Josh left, when Josh was coach of the year in the ACC and Memphis is the whatever, and you're like, oh, maybe Memphis made him. No. You don't. The key, obviously, is the next hire. I mean, that's the key. So, no, it is absolutely not guaranteed that the next coach will be better than Ryan. The key is the next hire. Now, I'd say this. If you look at some of the stats under Ryan, will the next coach win? To be better than Ryan, you'd have to win 30 games over the next 3 years over the Ryan over the last three. I would bet not. Will the next coach win 30 games? Will they win as many games? Will the next coach do as well against power? Will they go 4-0 in bowl games? Probably not, right?
I'm only judging regular season records.
I know. I find the bowl games to be meaningless. I said that on Twitter. Some people push back. Is it really meaningless that they beat two power? Yes, it is to me. I think by the time you get to a bowl game, you don't know what people's incentives are. You don't know who's playing. I don't judge a coach based on bowl games. I do if they're in the playoffs.
Right. You're going up against a team that's got 45-50 guys sitting out, no.
Will the next coach do as well against in Power 5 teams? Almost certainly not. So, there are certainly ways. And honestly, will next year, you look at the schedule, not nearly as favorable as this year's schedule. Will next year, could we look up and say, oh, boy. Some people might be tempted to say, boy, wish Ryan was back. I will never say wish Ryan was back. Ever. He took a program that it wasn't 1 year of domination or excellence, the one Cotton Bowl year. It was a run of three straight years going to the conference title game when Cincinnati was in the conference and UCF was in the conference and Houston was in the conference and who else has left? Others have left.
UCF, Cincinnati.
UCF, Cincinnati.
Houston.
SMU. Yeah. SMU. That was the one. Have left the conference before Fred gave you all this NIL money. And that was a team that if you looked outside the Power Four, it was, if not the dominant program, one of the two or three. It was hot. It was why game day came here, right? I mean,
yep.
It was why game day came. That's the program it was. And he turned it into something less. I've heard people say, some people didn't like Ryan from the start. That's total nonsense. Ryan was the people's choice. When Ryan gave his press conference, it was tearful. Did he win the press conference? The players liked him. The fans liked him. The boosters liked him. It was a freaking love fest for Ryan. And I didn't expect him, and it would have been unfair to say you've got to go back to the equivalent of the Cotton Bowl. You've got to bring game day back, and you got to do the equivalent of the Cotton Bowl. That would have been a totally unfair expectation. But to keep Memphis as one of the dominant programs outside the power structure was the job description. That's the job description. That's what, honestly, given the university where it is right now, that's what it needs and what it needed. And listen, maybe that is too much to ask of a football coach to say, because Memphis has screwed up conference realignment for decades, it's now the responsibility of a football coach to fix that by becoming a dominant program in their conference. But that, maybe that's too much to ask for a football coach. But that is what we're asking of the football coach, and we knew that Ryan couldn't do it. Here is a program that wants to pretend that it's too good for the American, right? That's the whole idea. You've got to take us out of the American because we're too good for the American. We're the obvious choice to go be in a Power Four conference. We've got to be elevated. Let me ask you this. Why do you have to elevate the team that has finished third, seventh, eighth, fourth, fourth, and sixth in the American? What's so inevitable about what has that team done to deserve to be in a better conference? If you're going to be in a better conference, maybe the first thing you should do is get to the conference championship game in your current conference. At least get there, maybe once over a 6-year period. So do I think that there is a reasonable chance that the next coach could not be? Of course there is. A lot of coaches get fired. But is this an opportunity to hire a coach who could do the sorts of things that Justin Fuente did and could do the sorts of things that Mike Norvell did? And by the way, it's not like they've been proven to be geniuses who will just win everywhere. Justin Fuente went to Virginia Tech and flopped, and Mike Norvell has gone to Florida State and flopped. But they
history's a little kinder to Justin.
Yeah, no, but they were able to.
Correct.
But they were able to win in Memphis. Both those dudes were able to win in Memphis. So the notion that you should be happy with sixth place in this conference is poppycock to me. Absolute absurdity. And of course it's a good thing that he, good for Ryan. Again, good for Ryan. And really good for the program. Doesn't mean it will turn out well for the program. That depends on the next hire. Of course. In terms of that, I mean, you can go through the list. Listen, someone asked me who my choice was, and I'm totally frank about this. Unless I have worked with them, seen them enough to know, let's just pick some names on the list. Can I tell you whether Jerry Mack or Tyson Helton or Jason Eck or Will Stein, who I think would be wildly aspirational, or Charles Huff, I haven't watched enough of that. Like, I can tell you what their credentials are and why they seem like they would be good or bad, whatever. But I'm not going to put my – that's the guy you have to get. I did with John Calipari when he was
– Yeah.
When he, I said that's the guy you have to get. Why? Well, come on, man. Don't be an idiot. Like, he'd taken UMass to the Final Four.
If we want to go back to the beginning of the show, it's when Ole Miss had the chance to get Lane Kiffin.
Yeah. Yes. If there was the equivalent of that – and by the way, back then John Calipari was damaged goods. There's a reason that he came to Memphis.
Yeah.
He wasn't coveted everywhere. But there I was pounding the table. You've got to get John Calipari. I've pounded the table for Bruce Pearl before. Like, there are coaches who, they would be great, and I will pound the table for them. There is not a coach on this list that I will will pound the table for. Who are you going to pound the table for?
I think Jason Eck's a good football coach.
Well, I think I look at his resume, and it's unbelievably good. He was great at Idaho, and then he goes to New Mexico. The whole roster's been absolutely plundered.
They went 9-3 at one of the worst jobs in the Mountain West.
They hadn't been to a bowl. Oh, I can tell you about the resumes. I think he's tremendous. Yeah. They hadn't been to a bowl game. They hadn't been to a bowl game. Now everybody goes to bowl games. There's 47 bowl games.
Yep.
So there's 47 bowl games. There's 94 teams that bowl game. They had not been to a bowl game since 2016.
He won 9 games this year.
He won 9 games. Unbelievable. That's tremendous. A Jerry Mack at Kennesaw State.
Took him from
a total disaster to a team that is in the Conference USA title game.
Correct.
And has Memphis roots. I'm not going to pound the table. I've never met him.
You could be getting on the rocket ship.
I would. And any of these guys, by the way.
I think Huff's a good coach.
I think there's a lot of good choices. It's interesting because one of the things I said in the column was, at one level, you could say this is a tough year to be looking for a coach. Listen, if Arkansas looks around and the best they can do is Ryan Silverfield, and that's Arkansas, what's there left for Memphis? That would be one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, listen, Memphis was never fishing in the same pond as Arkansas, right? Memphis is always going to be hiring from coordinators at other schools, at big schools, or from head coaches at small schools.
Yep.
None of those guys, Will Stein would be one who would be, most of those guys aren't getting jobs in the SEC, head coaching jobs in the SEC. So the fact that
the last coordinator is Jeff Lebby, and he is a massive outlier when you look right. at, like, if you look at like the last 15 hires.
So the fact that you are, that there's a lot of openings in the SEC this year actually doesn't make it harder for Memphis to hire a coach because they're fishing from a totally different pond. The pond you are fishing from, you still have the most attractive bait. You've got the tastiest worms, don't you think?
Yep.
Like, I don't think, I mean, whatever. You can argue that USF is as good a job. It's in Florida.
Right? I mean, maybe, but like, I think there's a reason
they
why.
They haven't done as well.
Like, there's a reason well. Also why Golish was like, I am getting out this year.
Yeah, you haven't done as well. Let's listen, the last three coaches at Memphis won big and struck it rich. Like, that's a pretty damn good track record. You just have to get on that conveyor belt. And some will say, yeah, no. But they're going to be plucked. Memphis is, yes, that's true.
That's how you get the next one.
That is 100% true. What you hope, though, is before they are plucked, they have delivered a conference championship or at least a conference championship game. Like, if that's usually the trade-off, they get plucked. And in the meantime, they've brought glory to your school, right?
Somehow Ryan did both. But
somehow Ryan pulled it. Like, that is some good work there. But I'm thrilled. And Ed Scott has a chance to make the hire, to pick his own guy. And just imagine, if you were a ticket seller at Memphis, your job just got a lot easier.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Your job got a lot easier. That was the other thing about Ryan that I never really understood. I really never understood why he followed two coaches who understood that the Memphis program, while it is the program in the city of Memphis, it does not promote itself. And so you had in Mike Norvell, and maybe this seems like inside baseball to you, but I think the spirit matters. You had in Mike Norvell a coach who kept the program wide open. Like you asked if a media member, any to pop on whatever, Mike Norvell said yes. Like, he was out there promoting all the time. He spoke after every practice. After every practice, he spoke. He had a wide open policy. Again, if they were installing top secret whatever, no. He had a wide open policy because he wanted as much publicity for the program as he could possibly get. Remember when the dude was flying in helicopters from high school to high school recruiting, like whatever? Why? I don't think he needed a helicopter. You can get anywhere in Memphis in 5 minutes. He wanted the attention for the program. He was a salesperson for the program. Justin, in his own way, very different kind of way, same thing. Like, Justin understood. I've never understood this about Ryan. After being the people's choice, why he ran the program like it was a CIA operation or something. I never understood that. And listen, there's lots of reasons the attendance fell and fell and fell and fell, COVID among them. But the fact that you had a guy who refused to promote the program as the head of the program doesn't help at a place like Memphis. If you say, listen, wins take care of it, that's fine. But then you have to win at a level that the wins take care of it. And he did not. So good for Arkansas, good for Ryan, and great for the University of Memphis. All right. I said we'll take your calls. We'll do that next. 445-0929, 445-0929. If you want to weigh in on Ryan, and if you want to weigh in on Lane, that's okay too. And if you want to weigh in on the next coach, 445-0929, we will take your calls next. Then Chris Harrington, and then we'll do the fight song roundup. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, back on the Jeff Gawkins Show. Talk to Chris Harrington straight up, 10 o'clock. Then we'll do the fight song roundup after that. Taking your calls on the Tiger coaching situation, Lane Kiffin, if you wish to chime in on that as well. The phone number is 445-0929, 445-0929. Who do we got, Jeffrey?
Jeff, we start Lee in downtown. Lee, you're on.
Hey, Lee.
Jeff Lee, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hey, very good. Hey, real quick, I was reading your book again over the weekend, The Jump. Just wonder if it's time for your Jump number two. Have you got another one?
You're nice to ask. No, I don't think. Who knows? Maybe someday. I appreciate it. What column did you read? What column did you read over the weekend, Lee? What'd you read about?
I went back to Calipari, the Tigers, San Antonio.
That was fun.
A lot of exciting, but I remember the next day after that game.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, go ahead. What do you think of this?
Good stuff. Hey, Tiger football, I'm a Memphis State Tiger grad back in the 80s. They've hired some good coaches, but, man, they've hired some clunkers. I just hope they take this safe. And wonder what Justin Fuente is doing out there. Hey, enjoy the show.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Doesn't feel to me like Justin Fuente has any interest in getting involved in this NIL world. Every time you hear from Justin, he's an advisor to the playoff committee. And he seems pretty happy spending his money and spending his time with his family. I don't think Justin is a candidate. 445-0929. Who's next?
Jeff, we got a Chris in East Memphis. Chris, you're on.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm great. I just wanted to say two things. One is I think that Memphis fans don't expect the next coach to win as many regular games as Silverfield. But we just wanted a change, and we're willing to give the next coach a chance to make things better. And then, two, I think the next coach should be maybe like a high school coach that's won like multiple state championships, somewhere along that line.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. I don't think they're going to hire a high school coach, but listen, there is a new trend. We saw this with Cignetti. One of the ways to hire coaches is to find coaches
who've kicked ass at a lower level. I don't think that means, you know, way back it was Notre Dame hiring Jerry Faust. I don't think that means high school coach, but, you know, the Texas Tech coach used to be a high school coach before he became a college assistant, before he became a head coach. And so if you have a record of winning games wherever you are at a lower level, Jason Eck, for example, in New Mexico, Jerry Mack has that, Charles Huff has that, I do think it translates. And here's the other thing. In the age of NIL, a lot of those teams bring players with them. A lot of those coaches bring. If you're winning at a lower level, there's a very good chance you can bring a bunch of those players with you. 445-0929 is the phone number. Who's next?
Jeff, let's go to our friend Dennis in Whitehaven. Dennis, hey, Dennis. You're on.
Hey, good morning, guys. Look, a couple of quick points.
Yep.
First, about Lane. Did that not sound like Calipari? Oh, I drove around Memphis, and I went to Gibson's, and I cried with the donut shop owner, and I just prayed to God. I mean, that sounded like Calipari.
All that was very similar. People camped out on Cal's lawn, pleading with him. He said he wouldn't go, all of that, drawing it out. Yeah. Yes, pathetic.
And you knew you were going to leave all along, like you said. So about our situation. I mean, it's amazing to me that people always say how many games that he's won, but there weren't games of substance. I mean, I saw a stat. I think it was he's 12-20 against teams over 500, not undefeated or a team with one loss, over 500, man. I mean, if that was Hardaway or whoever, the basketball program, you would be out of there. And my candidate would be the guy, like you said, from New Mexico. Maybe the offensive coordinator, maybe Dan Lanning can tell him, like, hey, Memphis is not a bad gig, man. It'll get you a head coaching job. Or Cramsey, I heard his name. All right. Those would be my three, man. And y'all have a good day.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. 445-0929, 445-0929. If you want to weigh in on the Memphis coaching search, the departure of Lane Kiffin, departure of Ryan Silverfield, or Ryan's tenure here. 445-0929 is the phone number. Who do we got?
Jeff, let's go to Tony and Bartlett. Tony, you're on.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Good.
I wish Coach Silverfield the best. I mean, I was a little shocked by it all, but it seemed like when the rumor started is when he lost his team. So, I mean, I don't know if the two had anything to do with it, but, I mean, from the Tulane game on, it seemed to be a different type of team. I don't know if he lacked some passion or the team felt some kind of way about it. It just seemed like it was a different team at that point. So I hope they get somebody that's a winner like Mac or somebody like that. Been hearing, I know Jeffrey wouldn't like to hear this, but I've been hearing Hugh Freeze's name as well. So I mean, maybe they don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it. On those things, I am relatively certain that Hugh Freeze would love to have the job.
I'm relatively certain about that, too.
I don't believe that they will go that direction, but I think Hugh Freeze would love to have the job. In terms of I've seen a lot of that, the sort of, the team started losing games, won the last three. People sort of equating this to the Justin Fuente situation. I push back at that, honestly, unless he told him at halftime against Navy, because like I will buy that the second half against Navy. But no, the reason that I don't think that is true is that he didn't. It took a real sequence, surprising sequence of events for Ryan to get the job. You know, Golish had to go to Auburn, and so the notion that. With Justin, we all knew it was inevitable he was headed out. And so could it have had an impact on the team? Yes. With Ryan, it always seemed like a long shot that he was headed out. And here's the truth. Ryan has proven that he can lose big games without being distracted. Like, that's been his record. And so I don't really attribute the way they finished the season to the distractions. That's been Ryan's. It's obviously been his pattern to not win the important games since he's been here, when he wasn't hired places. 445-0929 is the phone number. Who's next?
Jeff, let's go to Seth in East Memphis. Seth, you're on.
Hey, Seth.
Hey, guys. Hey, good morning. You know, nothing bad to say about Ron. I think, you know, he, as a personality and as a person, I think he stood for what Memphis character was.
I think new going forward, though, with everything going on with how bad attendance has gotten with the day and age of ESPN Plus and people being able to sit from their couches and watch games, I feel like you have to get a big-name coach in here to draw fans to the stadium, especially with all the renovations going on and trying to sell some tickets. If you don't put a big-name coach in there and you just hire with someone within or a smaller program, I think it's going to backfire in the university. I think they really have got to go out and get a big-name person to put in here so people go to the games, because attendance is bad. I mean, if you look at our home schedule next year, there is nothing that is appealing to going to spending your money and your Saturdays to watch Rice and Charlotte and UTSA. So that's just my opinion, guys. Okay,
appreciate it.
Merry Christmas to you. Yeah. Have a great one.
Thanks. Okay. Listen, I agree with part of that. The part I agree with is that the coach, part of the job at Memphis is to help fill the stadium. And one of the reasons that the stadium used to be more full than it is, lots of reasons that have to do with society and everything else. But first, they played a more entertaining brand of football. And second, they had better promoters as the head coach, people who embraced the community rather than stiff-armed the community. And so so I think all those things are true. They will have a new stadium next year, or kind of a new stadium. They'll have that to sell. Are they going to get a big-name coach? No. They're not going to get a quote-unquote big-name coach. Could we agree on that, Jeffrey? There's no – like, they can get a coach who can excite people, who can play a brand of football, who can win games, who whatever. But are they going to hire a quote-unquote big-name coach? People had never heard of Jerry Mack. I mean, he grew up in Memphis, so, of course, those folks had. His neighbors had.
Would Dan excite – would Dan Mullen excite people?
Even Dan Mullen wouldn't excite people. Hugh Freeze wouldn't. There's no big-name coach who is going to sell tickets. But – a coach can, in the way that he runs the program, help to sell tickets. 445-0929 is the phone number. Who's next?
Sorry, Jeff. Let's go to Chris in Bartlett. Chris, you're on.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
We're good.
Man, Merry Christmas to both of y'all. Big Tiger fan for a very long time. Been listening to you for a long time. But I just one of the things I did want to say is that if this program is going to be a springboard for coaches,
yep,
to, you know, to move on to a bigger name program, then I think we need to play our hand. I think we definitely need to use that as a promotion. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I was wondering what's wrong with trying to go after a younger coordinator possibly in the NFL, like maybe trying to take that step. Is that just out of the question for us, or could that be something that we could probably pull off?
Okay. Thanks. I agree completely first on the first thing. Like, in the end, to be a stepping stone to a better job, listen, they used to be a gravestone. That's what it used to be. It was Tommy West got fired and Rip Shear got fired and Larry Porter got fired and everyone got fired. Like, that's what would happen. Everyone would get fired. Now everyone gets another job. You're not going to have a coach who comes here and stays for 15 years winning big all 15 years. So, yes, embrace the stepping stone. In terms of an NFL coordinator, the job of a college coach is so unique now in terms of player recruitment, NIL, et cetera, that I don't think that's a natural fit. I also, like, I saw Arthur Smith's name bandied about, right? Like, I bet Arthur Smith wants to be an NFL coach. Don't you think Arthur Smith probably wants to be an NFL coach?
Yeah, I just don't.
Why
think...
would you want to go from being the offensive coordinator for the offensive for the Steelers to a University of Memphis head coach? I don't think so. By the way, Bills shut down the Steelers anyway yesterday. It didn't look good for Arthur Smith.
Yeah. Shout out to Josh and the boys. Yep. Saving the weekend. I think the other aspect of it, though, is maybe some of these college coordinators that you would think are, oh, waiting for a bigger gig, if they're kind of reading the tea leaves, it's like nobody's hiring coordinators. Maybe the Will Steins of the world, the Colin Kleins. Maybe those guys are more open than you.
I can see a college coordinator. He mentioned an NFL coordinator.
Right, no, I understand. I just don't think NFL coaches, if you're one step away from being an NFL coach, you're not going to go do the college thing.
The Will Stein, obviously the offensive OC, and Colin Klein, I think, are both possibilities and attractive. And they're sort of more of the, you know, Mike Norvell mold when the Tigers hired Mike. 445-0929 is the phone number. Who do we got? Jeffrey's answering phones now. He's got to both answer the phones and introduce the people.
Sorry, Jeff. Let's go to Teddy in Arlington. Teddy, you're on.
Hey, Teddy.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend.
I did, thanks.
This is going to sound hyperbolic, but it's the truth. I think this is the most consequential hire in Memphis athletics history. And I'm going to back it up just by the reality of the situation. In the past, we've always have been a little bit short, a little bit off with the timing of realignment. Your two biggest competitors to realignment in your conference, UCF and Tulane, also have openings at the same time as you. If you nail this, you set yourself up. You want to be in those top two spots. You know, we've been third, but we've always been the one that the next one up historically. So this is the most important hire I think they've ever had. You've got to nail it. Now, I don't have a preference in terms of a coordinator or up-and-coming coach. It just matters the results of it. But I think people lost in the elation of Ryan leaving, which I agree with. We've got to be able to nail this. So you got to have and Ed Scott is going to earn his money off of this hire. I really think that this is the most important hire they've ever had because we missed out on it. You can say goodbye to the next realignment.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I don't think that's hyperbolic at all. I think that's right. Now, mind you, what happens in these situations is it becomes the most to hire because, like, if they had hired Dan Lanning last time, that's who wanted the job when Ryan got the job, would you have needed this to be the most important hire? You know, would you have already made yourself so compelling that you would be? Like, it becomes important because the previous one didn't get it done, right? You know what I mean? Like, that's why this one is so important and because of the timing out of it all, because Memphis hasn't made it over the fence. Again, this is a hell of a lot to ask a football coach. Hey, you've got to come in here and win at such a level that Memphis is all of a sudden, who has been rejected forever, is all of a sudden going to be accepted across into the elite company of the Power Four. That's a lot to put on a football coach, but it is just like Ed Scott. It's a lot to put on an AD, but it was part of Ed Scott's job description, and it's why he goes after it aggressively as he does. And now it is part of a job description of the next football coach. It just is. And so I don't think Ted is hyperbolic at all. Nice word, by the way, to say that this is certainly one of, if not the most important hire in Memphis history. All right, we'll take one more, then we got to wrap it up. Who do we got?
Jeff, let's go to Vester in Jackson, Tennessee. Vester, you're on.
Hello, Vester.
Hey, hello, guys. Appreciate you taking my call. First time caller, man.
Oh, well, glad to have you.
Yes, sir. Listening to your show, I got one name for a head coach. Just wanted your opinion on it. What do you think about Hugh Freeze? And I'll hang up and listen to your call.
Appreciate it. Jeffrey is a longtime a skeptic.
Admirer.
An admirer of Hugh Freeze. I think that Hugh Freeze would crawl over glass to get the job, and I don't think that's the direction they're going to go, is what I will say. Jeffrey, we were talking earlier about the chain of events because everyone's playing cards this weekend, right? Everyone's sort of
100%.
So what do you think?
A lot of poker was played.
What do you think happened with, so Golish was reported to be headed to Arkansas, in which case this job would not have been open for Ryan to take. What do you think happened there?
So what I think happened there was Golish was offered and I think had probably tentatively accepted. And then I think word got out that Summerall was, who had been locked in for Auburn.
Right.
Summerall's going to Florida. And Florida.
Why do we think Summerall switched to Florida?
Summerall switched to Florida because I think he preferred Florida over Auburn. I think he was willing to wait out Auburn and Ole Miss, but I think
he might have preferred Ole Miss to Auburn.
But the other big domino that was involved in this was Florida, who had basically believed they were in the Lane Kiffin sweepstakes. They finally decided we're not in the Lane Kiffin sweepstakes.
Right.
And I don't think
they didn't go after, you know, any Brahm or, you know, obviously Drinkwitz was already, he had already extended his deal, but I presume that he knew he wasn't getting Florida before he extended his deal. Right. So why didn't they go get, why didn't they, because I don't think Summerall is Billy Napier. I think that's stupid thinking.
Totally agree.
Just because players are, just because people are successful group of five coaches, we can't hire another one because the last one didn't work. That doesn't make sense to me. They're different people, right? But you would have thought maybe Florida would have said, okay, we can't get Lane. We do want to go get another Power Four coach. And they, do you think they came up empty or they just decided Summerall was the preferred candidate?
I think either they came up empty or the price tag was not what they were comfortable with and they believe in Summerall. And so they decided we're moving on Sumrall. And so at that point, now Auburn is open. And then this is where I think the Golish and Golish's camp, I think it's Clint, by the way, Clint Dowdle, shout out ECS, shout out CBU. I think they then basically told Arkansas, like, hey, we haven't told the team yet. Can we, like, have a little time to talk it over with the family? And all they were doing was buying time to wait and see what happened in the Iron Bowl, because if Auburn was going to lose...
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.